the speed of change and the swings of change, in my perception, are constantly increasing. How can you deal with this as a lead wolf? Yesterday, the CEO of a big British healthcare company told me, "Stefan, how do I manage properly when my company is 30% below sales target in quarter one and suddenly 40% above sales target in quarter two? A hell of a roller coaster ride. Stefan, what can I do to lead my people in a safe manner, giving them calm orientation?" Unquote. Wow, I thought, what a great question. This uncertainty is completely understandable. I don't know how you feel about it, but what I see around me is more and more change. Ever faster. I think the spikes are getting steeper and more. And change just happens bigger and faster than ever before. Looking at the news from this morning from a world-renowned, stunning consultancy, they shared a couple of ideas and facts also around, for instance, the airline industry that is suddenly starting to offer many, many more flights again. I can see it in my most frequent destinations that all of a sudden I don't have just one or two choices per day, but we are back to five or six choices a day. So airlines start to respond to the sudden increase in tourism growth, in the increased number of vacation bookings. But they wrestle with the question, which particular routes should really be offered again? And with which kind of staff? For a year, people were in redundancy, short work, just temporary work. And now all of a sudden they need to be retrained, rehired, recruited. So this is not an easy task. This is by far not business as usual. And the question is how to lead safely in these uncertain times, more now than ever. But let's first take a look back at the month of June. As announced in March, we started to ask the Lightwolf question of the month, once a month, so that you get even more value. You can actively participate and share your own thoughts here in the Lightwolf community. That is doubling every year, and where in the meantime a five-digit number of people is listening and exchanging with you and me.
Lightwolf question of the month. Results.
The Lightwolf question of the month of June was: perfection or excellence? Which standard do you live by? And here, a selection of two statements that I found particularly relevant. The first one is from a managing director of a globally operating bank who spoke to me and said, quote, "Stefan, thank you for this impulse. I think wanting excellence but being allowed to make mistakes is a good approach." Unquote. I couldn't agree more. I think this gentleman really nailed it. Yeah? Wanting excellence, but being allowed to make mistakes, is to me a good way to lead an organization. And the second one, a wonderful woman, a managing director of a healthcare company in Europe, wrote to me, quote, "On the surface, striving for perfection is absolutely understandable, but it can be paralyzing. If staff in my organization believe they have to be perfect, it spreads more fear than self-confidence. After all, I make mistakes myself. I own up to them, and sometimes I even share them openly with my staff." Unquote. I think another great inspiration. Yeah. Everyone knows that even if you are a CEO, if you are a C-level, with huge responsibility, everyone knows that no one is perfect. And the most inspiring, the most impactful opening speeches I have heard CEOs, COOs, CFOs, other C-levels say when we are running good to great programs, programs that aim at improving team performance. I have a particular moment in mind where we had 40 people up in Hamburg in 2019 for 2 days. And the CEO and the CFO said some striking words. They showed themselves clear, confident, positive, but also vulnerable, admitting their own weaknesses, their own fears, and clearly also articulating their expectations. What a powerful way. They didn't strive for perfection. They strived for excellence. And I think, like this woman who wrote to me, I think that's a great way to deal with this. So two examples, two answers to the question, perfection or excellence, which standard do you live by? I hope that at least one of the two, maybe both, inspire you to think about your own standards of excellence. And now let's move to today's topic. Change, leaps in turnover, new working environments, challenges, safe leadership in uncertain times. Lightwolf Learning of the month of July 2021. Some context. For me, leadership means achieving excellent results by helping others do the right thing. So far, so good. But many leaders find it challenging to do the right thing in our ever faster changing world with disruptive change. The speed of change and the swings of change, in my perception, are constantly increasing. So how can you deal with this as a lead wolf? Here are my 3 tips today for safe leadership in uncertain times. Number 1, real-time data. Create facts, share facts, discuss facts, rather than just opinions or gossip. One of the biggest changes I perceive is in the way we work. And it reminds me of a great article that the McKinsey company published about a month ago regarding remote work. In this study, where I think hundreds of C-levels around the world were asked, these people said that before COVID, before March 2020, 99% agreed that 80 or more percent of work time is spent live in offices. Only 1% said the opposite. Now, a month ago, so 15 months later, middle of 2021, the same people said, looking forward, we expect roughly a 50-50 split. Some people still expect the majority of work to be done in offices, but about as many expect the majority of work to be done from home. And the big picture is that we are moving from a kind of 90-10 to a 50-50 environment, with much more work being done remote. And just yesterday, I had a conversation with one of my clients, the general manager of a big publishing house in Europe, who said, Stefan, going forward, we are now testing a model of roughly 60-40, so saying we want about 60% of the time in the office so that we still have some, and we think, an appropriate amount of opportunities for live personal meetings, for exchange, for creativity together, but also 40% of the time for people to work from home, to work remote. So these are facts. One from McKinsey Research Broad Scale, the other one just my own observation, my own conversation with one of my biggest clients, the general manager of this company. Facts. And I think that's one of the opportunities for you. Use real-time data. Tip number 2. Simplify. I think there is a human bias. A human bias to add. And I've repeatedly seen it happen, and expressing itself like a lot helps a lot, or more helps even more. Humans have a tendency to add things rather than remove or simplify, particularly when under pressure. I read a wonderful article in The Economist in April that just summarized existing research and confirmed this observation, the human bias to add. For example, students, A-level students, just before completing their exams, were asked to write an essay. And they got feedback saying, good start, please improve. Now, there are two ways to improve a good essay. One is to sharpen, to reduce, to increase brevity, to reduce the number of words, to crystallize the thinking and write less. The other way is to add words, to say more, to add thoughts, to be more detailed. I found it so telling that 84% of students wrote more words, while only 16% of students wrote less words. So this is, to me, one good example supporting this human bias to add. And again, from my own practice as a leadership consultant, strategy and change consultant, reminds me of a moment when in 2018 I was working with 12 top senior leaders in a Lightwolf leadership program live, N-1 people all reporting directly to the board. We had 2 days together. We met the night before for dinner, and I was really surprised about the level of cynicism that I just met when listening to these people. I was really shocked how cynically they talked about their employer. Until the next morning, I understood. In the opening, in the first morning of this leadership program, I asked a few questions, including the question, now, please tell me, how many strategic priorities are you working on right now? And the strategy director of the company raised his hand and said, Stefan, 32. I said, no, sorry, misunderstanding. I probably didn't ask my question clearly. I'm sorry. I didn't mean your to-do list or the number of projects the company is working on. I was interested in the number of your strategic priorities. And he said, yes, Stefan, we are working on 32 strategic priorities. And then I shut up. Then I thought. And then I was sad, because I suddenly started to understand why this leadership team, just below the board, was reacting so cynically. They were incredibly overloaded. They were under pressure. They needed more revenues. And apparently, they added more and more projects. No wonder that these people were so pissed. Now, 3 years later, this company is in much better shape. But they didn't get into better shape by adding even more. They reduced. They agreed a sharp, focused strategy. They have much fewer strategic priorities right now. They are much more clearly aligned on the few things that matter the most. They now have a clearer strategy, clearer priorities, clearer focus, building on the top business drivers. By the way, if you are interested to learn how to simplify, how to encourage your people through good people management, through simplification, through getting to the essence, and you want to learn the 6 key things you need to master as a leader, then I'd like to make you aware of the new Lightwolf Academy. This is a wonderful, high-quality, very practical e-learning program where for 1 year, unlimited time, you can access my best leadership tools, my best knowledge, access to 42 short compact learning videos, 25 audiobooks, leadership tools, tasks, concrete to-dos, and learning control. Plus, 6 times per year, live coaching with me, with a few others from other companies, exchanging learning and answering live your biggest question on strategy, leadership, or change. And if you're interested in this program, then please look into the show notes here in this Lightwolf podcast. There should be a link linking you to the Lightwolf Academy. Alternatively, look at my website. The first part, top left, is the direct link to the Lightwolf Academy. Or drop me an email on stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com, stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com. Contact me via LinkedIn, via WhatsApp, via any channel you prefer. I'm happy to explain and answer any question you may have. And maybe, if you like it, you will soon be a member of the Lightwolf Academy, and then I look forward to working directly with you for 1 entire year. So, tip number 2 for leading safely in uncertain times, simplify. And tip number 3, spread calm. Communicate transparently and often. One of the things that you can do to give people security in uncertain times is to communicate transparently. Where do we stand? Where do we want to go? How do we get there? Why will this work? What do we know? What do we not know? What will we do? What are we not going to do? What is a priority? What is not? Why is this right? And what is the expectation of your people? Communicating this frequently and transparently gives people confidence in uncertain times. So in summary, my top 3 tips for you for safe leadership in uncertain times. 1. Real-time data. 2. Simplify. 3. Spread calm. Communicate transparently and often. By the way, if you want to establish a tailor-made, impactful, strong leadership system in your company, if you want to create modern leadership in your company, if you want a model that works for you, if you want a team, your team, inspired and energized around an event that's tailor-made for you, then I'd love to be in touch. Contact me via any of the channels, and maybe already very soon you and I will be on the phone, me listening and me trying to support you in solving your biggest challenge on strategy, leadership, or change. And now, something exciting in store again for you for next month.
Lightwolf question of the month.
How do you lead safely in uncertain times? I hope you've enjoyed today's Lightwolf podcast. And if you want more tips, and if you like the way how I share my experience with you, then please subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast. Every single week, there is news coming this way. And I'd be delighted if you could take some time to leave me a written feedback in your podcast medium, iTunes, Spotify, whatever it is. I'd really love to learn how well this podcast works for you, what works for you, and what I can do to further increase the value for you. So if you could take just 1 minute and leave me 1 or 2 sentences of written feedback, I would highly appreciate it. And if there are still relevant questions, it's more like more than 200 Lightwolf podcasts have been published. So there is quite some knowledge out there at your disposal already. But if there is any relevant question you have that is unanswered so far by the Lightwolf podcast, please drop me a line. Share your question with me, because your question may well become the title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. And feel free to share your thinking with me on the Lightwolf question of the month of July. How do you lead safely in uncertain times? Maybe you'll be the one shared and quoted in the next Lightwolf podcast. So many opportunities for you to engage with me and interact if you so wish. I would be very happy. For today, I say thank you very much for your time, and I already now look forward to engaging again with you here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you very much and see you next time. Your Lightwolf Stefan.